Next one, and that was Maury's pick for best of the year, which was the Dow Soul of the Lion 2019. We've done quite a few wines from this producer, which is Dow. So this is the 2020 Dow Soul of the Lion, and we've done the last two or three releases up to this point, I believe. It's 80% Cabernet Sauvignon, 13% Cabernet Franc, 7% Petit Verdot. It's aged for 22 months and 100% new French oak, 15.2% ABV. The Soul of Lion is named for George and Daniel Dow's father, an enduring symbol of strength and courage in their lives. First released in 2010, Soul of the Lion established Paso Robles as a rising star for world-class Cabernet. And I would absolutely say that is 100% true.
Yeah, before the Dow guys, the brothers, I thought Paso Robles was for mediocre wine.
Yeah.
These guys changed it.
They came in and
they're not the only producer making world-class wine.
Austin Hope is out there, too.
Once they came in, everyone else there upped their game. And they did. And we've been fortunate to try the Soul of Lion, I think, for the last 3 years in a row. And that 2019 was absolutely fantastic. So we're going to move on to our last wine. And that was my pick for best wine of the year. And my pick was from Davis Estates, the 2005 Phase 5. Davis Estates, founded in 2011 by Mike and Sandy Davis when they purchased land from the Savies family that had previously been part of a winery with roots dating back to 1900. The following year, they purchased an adjacent property to make up the 155 acres of the current estate. The original barn dates back to 1916, so they redesigned all the buildings there to actually look like it. The Phase 5 was 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, aged for 28 months and 225-liter French oak puncheons, 85% new. Absolutely stunning wine. I mean, it just, you drank it and it stayed with you for an hour. I mean, it just did not go away. It just kept going and going and going and going. And I'm still dreaming about it, and I wish we still had some. But unfortunately, we drank it all. So what can I say? It's been a great year. We've had some fantastic wines. We've had some fantastic whiskeys. And we're looking forward to 2024. So thank you all for joining us.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
We're rolling right on along, and hopefully you're enjoying a lot of these discussions. Next up in this segment is going to be our cast members for our smokes categories. So now we'll turn it over to good old boy Barger.
Hey, welcome to Sip, Suds, and Smokes. This is the best thing on at 2 a.m. Insert favorite TV show here. And we're here today for our best of 2023. Cigars that we have found this year, whether it was made this year or not, that we've just really enjoyed this year. And man, we've each got three cigars for you. We're going to throw at you, and we'll only talk about one each, but we're going to have some good time here in the next 15 minutes. Today with me is my good old boy, Justin. Justin's not here. Edit that out. Good old boy, Benjamin.
Howdy ho, neighbor.
Good old boy, Nader Salad.
I was about to say, howdy. Have you lost a lot of hair lately?
And good old boy, Mike.
Yep, I'm still here.
All right, due to contrary belief. Well, let's just jump right into it. I am going to tell you my top three cigars for this year. So I'm going to start with a Time Out Habano, which is my number one cigar this year, wow. and it is fantastic. Huh. We'll get into that in a minute. And the second is the Wildfire Revivalist.
Mm-hmm.
Man, speaking is hard today, folks. Let me just throw that out there. And then third for me is going to be the Havana Castle Black, their house blend. That's a Cuban seed with Nicaraguan binder and filler, and it is fantastic, and you can order it online from them, but they're only sold in Ontario, Canada.
Interesting choice. So none of those have the same wrapper binder combo, do they?
Nope.
Yeah, they're all three different.
Yep.
Huh. Interesting.
Such is my personality. Right, what do you got for me, Benjamin?
Yeah, cool. So the three that I have, and I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, the Cavalier Inner Circle, the Wildfire Artois.
Great.
Right. And then my number one this year is the Lucione Habano.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, man. That's a killer smoke for me. That's
okay.
Damn near, you know, desert island. But I have smoked way more of those this year than I care to admit, honestly.
Heard that. Worth its weight. For sure.
200%.
Well, what do you got, good old boy Nate?
So my number one cigar of the year would be the Foundation Cigars Olmec Natural.
Okay.
My number two, kind of piggying the back off of Ben there, would be actually the sister to the Inner Circle, but the Cavalier Domaine Rouge.
Yeah.
And then I would say number three would be the Warped Nicotina. The Foundation Olmec Natural, it's a Mexican San Andreas Claro. It has Nicaraguan binder and filler. To me, though, it's just like a rich, desserty smoke, even the natural. It's very flavorful, complex,
yeah.
cocoa, coffee. It's, to me, the double Corona in that, it's incredible.
Awesome. Well, what about you?
So we skipped a couple of things. Why did you pick some of the ones that you had on your short list?
Oh, well, for me, it was not only complexity, but it was ease. Ease of my draw, the light, the flavor profile. It just all around great cigars. And actually, the Domaine Rouge was my number four.
Hmm.
So it was a tie between that and the Havana Castle.
Yeah, I guess I would have thought that, you know, we all have like taste profiles that we tend to like and gravitate towards. And,
yeah.
You know, I just would have thought you would have picked things that would have aligned right towards the word, you know, Petite Lancero, you know, for sure.
And if, tell you what, if more people would produce Petite Lanceros, there might be on this list.
Are you saying that there was not enough skirt involved with?
I don't think I saw many Petite cigars. Lanceros come out this year.
Well, not too many.
Yeah.
So the cigars that you did pick in your top three there, was there a common size or shape that you kind of gravitated towards?
So the Robusto was kind of my go-to this year.
Uh-huh.
You know, seeing as in I'm running slim on Petite Lanceros. That's a shameless plug.
Well, you might want to go to like a Petite Corona.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're saying short and squatty as opposed to long and thin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure you can identify with that.
Yeah, that's you know, my MO.
Hmm. Wait, what are we talking about again?
Yeah.
Girth.
I wish to register a complaint. Right.
Yes.
But I think, you know, for me, that timeout Habano, and I can't say enough about it. If you guys have not had a chance to pick it up, it was an exclusive in Texas, and it's trying to get its way out. So if you have not had a chance to get them in your store, contact Neil and get them in your store because he is awesome, and he brings R2-D2 with him.
So I wanted to chime in about that cigar from Neil as well. If I had picked three, that would have been in my top three, and I think part of the reason why was – it was just, especially that product was introduced at the PCA conference in Las Vegas that we attended. If you didn't listen to that episode, you should go back and listen.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful, it's a long episode, but it's definitely well worth it. And we talk about that cigar. But the thing that I really loved about what Neil pulled off is that in that room with that many cigars, in that many where people had picked the same binder, filler, wrapper combo, yeah. his still stood out heads and tails above a lot of people that had the exact same combination.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you would think right off the hand, you're like, well, it's the same. No, it's not.
For me, what it was his, he's only got two cigars, a Maduro and a Habano, right? And there's only three or four sizes in each of them. I think three sizes.
Yeah.
And so that's all the product he's got. So he can focus on creating a quality product instead of pushing pushing more things out.
Well, and I think that's the wake-up call, I think, for not only those established brands, but I think for newcomers as well, is to say, just because you're doing more of the same, that doesn't mean you can't be distinctive, you know, all at the same time. A lot of head nodding around the room.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about quality over quantity, right? And doing things the right way. And just that's just a general life lesson, you know, across the board. But I think Neil really dialed in what he would expect from a cigar and released that instead of doing some partnership with somebody because he wanted to get in the cigar game and that type of thing. Like meeting him at PCA, the guy cares, right? He still has that sense of, you know, grassroots startup, you know, I'm going to hand deliver these cigars to whoever will buy them currently,
right,
kind of mindset. And that cigar did not disappoint. I smoked it at PCA in a long day of smoking many, many cigars. And then Barger and I were fortunate enough to purchase some here not too long ago, and got to revisit those cigars. And what a pleasant, you know, full circle moment to come back and get into that cigar and go,
absolutely.
You know, I felt bad about having smoked it when I did in Vegas versus not having a clean palate, right? And really getting to experience, you know, what he's created there.
Yeah.
So, Benjamin, what was your number one and why'd you pick that one again?
Yeah, it was the Ilusione Habano. So this is a Nicaraguan Puro with obviously a Habano Claro wrapper. Obviously, Ilusione is not new to the game by any means.
Nope.
But they did do some rebranding and kind of shuffling of the cards of what is going to be more consistently available. And this Habano for me, I do prefer something that's a little bit more full-bodied and also like medium plus full strength. And this one is checks both those boxes for me. And this is probably something that I've enjoyed over this entire, you know, year of smoking cigars, is that like Habano wrapper spiciness is just warm enough, right, to kind of keep you cozy and keep you interested. And that's something that I've really leaned into and enjoyed. I've definitely been more of like a heavy kind of like Maduro style smoker in the past.
Sure.
And so just that little sprinkle of, you know, cool Habano spice has done a lot for me. And so this Ilusione, seriously, hands down, box worthy.
Just knocked it out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. 5 stars, home run.
Yeah. What about you, Nate?
That's exactly how I feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've been with, you know, Smoking Foundation since they've released their stuff in 2015. But the Olmec, to me, it's not an affordable cigar. I mean, it's around the $17 range, but sure, it's a cigar that every time I smoke it, it burns perfect, it tastes perfect. Somebody who works selling cigars all day, it's a cigar I like to light up when I'm not working,
right,
because I know what to expect so much in its complexity, I'm able to actually relax and enjoy the cigar.
Sure.
And to me, there's just a lot of depth and flavor to it.
You don't have to think about it.
No, and so yeah, it's a perfect cigar just to sit down and truly smoke and enjoy.
That's exactly my thoughts on the timeout as well.
Yeah. So like, is that a commute smoke or is that a I sit down and smoke it?
I mean, the Double Corona, the size I'm talking about, it's 7x52 box press. So I mean, it's a long smoke. So you're hanging out for a minute.
Well, I had at least in addition to the timeout cigar, my top pick was actually the Agonorsa Anniversario, the Connecticut wrapper.
That was a great cigar.
Great smoke.
And I guess the thing that really just captured this for me was, you know, we were going through so many cigars after PCA, and I was moving in between things that I would smoke casually and then things, you know, to try, you know, to screen that we're going to cover here on the show. And this particular cigar just really captured my attention. I just loved how well balanced it was.
Yeah.
It had great construction off this. And I was so pissed when it was over. I was like, oh my God, do I have like 6 more of these? Because I would, you know, and part of it, you know, is that you're going in between things you like, things that are just okay, and things that are amazing all the time, you know, as you're screening products that we're going to talk about here on the show. And I had actually had a couple of other things that I had enjoyed before this, but so for this to really stick out, you know, in the middle of a sea of things you're going through is always really rough. So
And remember, the Agonorsa episode airs December 22nd.
So actually, it's already out. When you're hearing this particular episode, you can hear about the entire Agonorsa, you know, product line. This particular, the Anniversario, the blend is Carrillo. It is Esteli, and the fillers are a mix of Corojo from both the Jalapa and Esteli. So a really great blend itself. I think the last stick I wanted to talk about briefly was actually one of the sticks that was from the Boutique Cigar Association, and that stick that, you know, we had so many iconic pictures, and I don't want to mention the brand again because I think what was interesting about that particular experience was that it had seven different tobaccos in it.
Yeah.
And so many cigar blends that I noticed were very repetitive, you know, in nature, what people were using, especially for a lot of new sticks. And to come out and actually choose seven different, you know, tobaccos, I thought that was a bold move. I didn't particularly like the blend,
sure.
You know, but, you know, I thought that was an interesting observation that somebody would say, I'm not going to do more of the same. I'm going to do something very distinctive.
Definitely a creative cigar, yeah, for sure.
Hey, and speaking of Mike's favorite sizes, Petit Lancero, Agonorsa also this year happened to put out a 10 by 100.
Uh-oh.
So I think that should be up next on the review list.
Oh, that's a big cigar.
Yikes.
What do they call it?
The Lunatic.
There you go.
It's a Lunatic one.
Yeah. So
we'll have to do a whole episode on that while we sit and smoke the whole thing. I hope somebody's got about 4 hours to waste.
So you're talking about the Lunatic from Agonorsa? Yeah.
Yeah, because they came out with the N1 coffin.
Yeah.
It's one cigar, like $40-some-odd, and it's a 10-inch by 100 ring gauge.
I don't think we covered that
I wonder
one
how
in particular
smokes.
On the takeover episode.
We'll save that for Christmas.
I don't know that was a sample cigar.
Yeah. No, we'll save that for Christmas for sure. All right, well, we only got a minute left here, so let's just go ahead and say, wow.
Yeah.
This year has been really awesome with the industry, with cigars, with gaining relationships and helping others gain their relationships and moving forward with this podcast. Thank you very much for your listeners. We really appreciate everything that you do by listening to us. Tell your friends, share the podcast. Go in there and review us. Tell us what you think.
We got a lot of amazing content, you know, in the smoke space this year, and that's due to a lot of hard work, you know, by Barger. And I think what I'm looking forward to is I actually see what's ahead of us, and I'm very excited about a lot of things that we get to discuss in season 12. So definitely check out, you know, what we put out in season 11, but hang with us. I mean, you're going to get to hear about a lot of great stuff.
That's awesome. Well, I want to thank my guest, good old boy Benjamin.
Thanks for having me. Y'all keep smoking them.
Good old boy Nate.
Keep it lit.
Good old boy Mike.
Hey, keep on smoking.
And I'm going to say I got ink on my hands from this ink pen. But yeah, keep on smoking whatever it is you're smoking.
Hey, this is good old boy Mike, and this is our best of sips that actually covers coffee. Now, we had a couple of coffee episodes in season 11. So this coffee that I've picked as the best of season 11 is from Haiti. It is Singing Rooster, the Sauvignon Zombie. And this is from Southeast Haiti. I think the thing that really struck me the most about this coffee is just such a huge flavor bomb. I mean, there is so much going on. You know, I probably characterize this as kind of a little grassy, you know, caramel. Maybe a slight hint of herbal spice is probably what you would get off this. But it's really going to have those awesome, you know, stronger chocolate notes that a lot of Haitian coffees are known for. And I really found myself continually just going back to this, you know, checking it out at different, you know, roast points. And everything that I tried, you know, be it a lighter roast or a darker roast, everything, it just kept on bringing more and more, you know, to the flavor profile. So Singing Rooster is kind of an interesting, it's a nonprofit that actually brings Haitian products into the U.S. They're based out of Madison, Wisconsin, and they bring in not only just coffee, but like art and cocoa and some other things, you know, directly, and actually funnel that all back to farmers and communities in Haiti. So it's kind of a cool, you know, setup as well. This is 100% Arabica bean as well. So it's actually kind of a larger bean size. So it's a 17, 16, you know, a screen size. So you're actually going to get a lot of, you know, good bang for your buck out of this as well. So be sure and check that out. Again, Singing Rooster. It's called the Savane Zombie. My sips rating for this is going to be a 5. And be sure and check it out. Well, that's going to take care of everything here for season 11. Really hope you enjoyed all of these wonderful products that we got to talk about for season 11. Come back, enjoy those at your leisure. Hey, this is good old boy Mike asking you to come back, enjoy another exciting season of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, and I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.